Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. As we are up to the last daf in the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos, the last daf in Perek Reb Elazar de Mila, as we have this parak, which is about Shabbos, but a lot is about Mila as well. So we'll start with the top line on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara had just been speaking about the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, who allows an androgynous's Mila on Shabbos. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Kuf Lamadal and Mabez, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Pandroganus, he allows. The question is why? So the Gemara went through by saying that it's not that Rabbi Yehuda believes that an androgynous is a Vadai Zachar, because in the world of Arachin, we say that you don't treat it like a Zachar. So why Dafka by Mila? So let's see, we're in the middle of that discussion. So we just proved, though, from the discussed from the Brisa relating to Arachin, that he does not say that the androgynous gives the Erech of a Zachar. So the top line, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afanan Amitanina. We also learned it in the Mishnah in Maseches Para. Hakok Sheirim Lakadesh. Anyone can be Makadesh. What does that mean? Anyone can put the ashes of the Para Aduma mixed in with the special water that is taken in order to be used to sprinkle on anybody who is Tamei Meis, Hakol Kshirim Lakadish, Chushbi, Cheresh Olavakatan. A Cheresh Olavakatan cannot do that. As we know, we're here, Yibana Beis HaMilash, we're waiting for number 10. We have had 9, the Rambam quotes, based on the Mishnah Maseches Para. There have been 9 Para Adumas in history. The 10th one, the first one was at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the next were all in the time of Ezra Sofer and Bayesheni. And then the 10th one, the Rambam writes, the Maseches Para, will be done by Melech HaMashiach, Mehera Yigala. The Rambam adds on those two words, may he come quickly. So we know, where does it come from that every time you end the shiur, here we made it, it comes from that Rambam. And earlier, that really comes from the Gemara, Tzipisa Yeshua. That's the one of the questions that we're going to be asked. But the Rambam says that, number 10. So, Beherz Hashem, when it comes soon, so anyone will be able to be Makadesh, sanctify the water with doing the mixing, except for a Cherishot of a Katan, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan, Uposa B'Ishta Androgynous. Shema Mina, Rabbi Yehuda though says, a Katan is okay to do it. Meaning, you don't need a Bardas to be able to just mix the water and the ashes. He's Machshir B'Katan, but he passels an Isha and an Androgynous. So you see there, an Androgynous, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not considered a Vadei Zachar, because you see he is excluded. Shema Mina. There are different parts of the process of the Paraduma. There is the actual Avoda, which is done by a Kohen. There is the Kiddush, but there's also the Hazaa. Who is allowed to sprinkle the ashes on and the water mixture onto a Tamei Meis on day 3 and day 7? There's a big discussion. Is it Dafka day 3 and day 7? What if you do 4 and 8? Right there. What if you miss one day? So that's a discussion also in the Gemara. But what about the sprinkling? So the Rambam says, Beferish, that a Katan is allowed to do the sprinkling. He can't do the Kiddush, but he can do the sprinkling. And the Menachas Chinuch discusses this in Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Tes, Mitzvah 399, the Mitzvah in Parshas Chukas. And he quotes the Shita of the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Vav and Zayin, that a katan is kasher to be mazeh. The katan sheish bo das kasher. V'mein bo das isha masayasu shochezes lo amayim. V'hu adin charesh v'shota k'shir mi masayim lahem. Dehem ein bohem das. He asked the Menachas Chinuch, how could a katan do it? He's a lavar das. Heich machshir a Rambam katan sheish bo das lahazos. Fine, our Mishnah here says he can't mix, he can't do the Kiddush, but why is he allowed to be Mazeh? Ha'komakam shesorach kavana, katan b'chol inyan pasul. V'tzorach sheyeh gadol omed al gabav, kamo gabi get. Don't you need an older person, a gadol, omed, standing on the katan, making sure that he's doing it properly, just like we know in the second parak of Maseches Gittin. So the Menachas Chinuch assumes that even though the Rambam left it out here, it must be that there is Gadol Omed Al Gabav. It must be that there's another person here that is channeling and making sure that the Katan is having proper das. V'tzorach lomar d'zeh pashut din zeh. Lo yitzorach around the farish. The Rambam doesn't even explain it. Rak d'ikra din lashmina d'katan kasher haynu b'omed al gabav. That's what the Menachas Chinuch assumes. Even though the Rambam doesn't explicate it, it must be Omed al Gabav, while other actions like Kiddush would not be allowed even with Gadol Omed al Gabav. Sometimes if somebody is Mufka, then they can't do it even if a Gadol is Omed al Gabav. But here by the sprinkling, the Menachas Chinuch explains the Rambam that there is a Gadol Omed al Gabav. Good. We continue. So again, it's one of the only avodas that are done also outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right, it's on Har HaZesim, right? Very few. That's why there are parallels between Par Aduma and the Seir LaZazel, which also, it's avoda, in quotes, if you could call it avoda, is also done outside the Beis HaMikdash. Good, so that's what we see from that Mishnah also, that Rabbi Yehuda does not treat an androgynous like a zachar. So now, if he's not like a zachar, or Mishnah Mila, so why is his Mila Docha Shabbos? Why is it then, if he's not a zachar? Mishum Dechsev, Himo Lachem, Kol Zachar. Kol Zachar, that is Larabos, even an androgynous, somebody who is a semi-zachar. Right, is that a full zachar? Somebody who's a semi-zachar. What do we paskin? So we paskin, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mila. We give an androgynous a Mila, but we don't give an androgynous Mila on Shabbos. What about a bracha? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mila, Ger Shemol Kodem Sheyizgayer, V'katan Shenolad Mahol, Kishematifin Mehem Dam Bris, Einam Srichen Bracha. You don't need a bracha. V'chein androgynous ein mevarchen al milaso mebnei she'eino vadai. The Rambam Shita, you're malan androgynous without a bracha. And the Ravid argues, the Ravid says, im androgynous safek mevarch alav mebnei shu safek Torah. V'yal safek Torah mevarchen. Chutz min admai mebnei sherov al meyaris ma'asrin hein. Machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether one makes a bracha on a milas androgynous. The Ravid says, what do you mean? It's Safik Daraisa, we're Lachumra, and therefore, you make a bracha. The Kesef Mishnah quotes, the Chachmi Lunel wrote a letter to the Rambam. It says, how do you defend yourself? We make a bracha on Yontif Sheni, which is a Safik Daraisa. Right, and therefore, that is the, we mentioned, talk about that last week, in terms of Minag Avosenu also, but we make a bracha on Yontif Sheni, so isn't Demai the only exception? The Gemara says, and Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, so the Kesef Mishnah explains, no! Kesef Mishnah says, the Safik D'Oraisa, the Rambam holds, I mean, it's not the Kesef Mishnah, it's the Rambam himself. The Rambam is answering the Chachmi Lunel, whenever you have a Safik about a mitzvah D'Oraisa, you do the mitzvah, that's true. But the bracha is D'Rabbanan. The bracha is D'Rabbanan, only bracha Zamazan is D'Oraisa. And maybe bracha Zatorah, though the Rambam does not say that explicitly. But the Rambam does say that whenever you have a Safik, you do the mitzvah and you don't make the bracha. And the Rambam himself, he even notes his own shita l'shitaso. This isn't somebody else saying, "Oh, it's the Rambam l'shitaso." This is the Rambam himself. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel, major machlokas rishonim, saying a bracha she'ena tzricha. If I say a bracha out of the blue, I'm just in the mood to praise Hashem. So I say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Borei Mina Mezonos. I say it's a beautiful statement, but I'm not eating now. I was overcome with passion and love for God. I just come out with a bracha. So, Bali Tosfos say that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. What you said is beautiful. Right? That's not Lo Sisa. You said a beautiful statement. You aren't supposed to say it now, so it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Rambam holds that's an Issa D'Oraisa. Somebody says a bracha shen etzricha over below sisa. That's what the Gemara says. The question is that an asmachta or not? So the Rambam says, I hold that's a D'Oraisa. So, if you can't just make a bracha out of the blue, it's only where Chazal enacted it. So therefore, the Rambam says, I'm very worried about brachas. So the Rambam says, l'shitasi, I'm not going to make a bracha when it comes to a safek d'oraisa. I will do the mitzvah, but not make the bracha. The only tricky part comes up in two cases. Number one, what if the mitzvah d'oraisa is a bracha? Like benching. What if I don't remember if I benched or not? So then, I have to bench again. I have to bench again, because it might not be again. It might be the first time. How much do you bench? That's an interesting question. Do you say bracha number four, which is a, right, the Yechasreinu, which is a drabanan, and that's why we say amen after boni bracha of Yushalayim, because that's machal, that's mafsik between the three brachas daraisa and the bracha drabanan. Once I'm doing the mitzvah daraisa again, do I do it in the way that the rabanan told me to fulfill it? Do I say that for the bracha or not? So that's a good question. Lamdis and lamaisa. But that's benching. So that's what you have to be machmer there. That's not bracha shen tzricha. You have to be careful. But otherwise, you wouldn't. There is one other exception, it seems to be Rav Soloveitchik pointed this out, where even if you're not sure if you did the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah and make the bracha. And that is by Kriya Shema. The Rambam says, by all places, you're not sure if you did the mitzvah, you're not sure if you shook a lulav, shake the lulav without a bracha. Not sure if you blew shofar, blow shofar without a bracha. Every mitzvah. The Rambam says, if I'm not sure if I said Kriya Shema yet, I say Kriya Shema again, im birchoseha, with the brachas of Kriya Shema. And Rav Soloveitchik was pointed out, with the brachas of Kriya Shema. But I thought brachas are the Rabbanan. So what you have to say is, first of all, the brachas of Kriyat Shema aren't the regular run-of-the-mill brachas ha-mitzvah, but the takana derabanan was to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema im birchoseha, in the context of his brachas. That's the din. They created that din. The mitzvah isn't just the mitzvah d'oraisa to say Kriyat Shema twice a day, but the mitzvah is to say Kriyat Shema im birchoseha. So once you have to repeat Kriyat Shema, you have to repeat it with its brachas. This relates to the sheet of the Ravid, which some are machmer on, others are not. The Ravid says, you can't just, if your shul's going to miss Kriyat Shema, you can't just say, okay, I'm going to say Kriyat Shema before I go to shul, and then, you know, I'll say it im birchoseha later. The Ravid says, no, one shouldn't do that, because the mitzvah is Kriyat Shema im birchoseha. And if I say it earlier, and I'm not being yotzei, the mitzvah kitikuna ubishle musa. So that's why it's a good idea to always try to make zman Kriyat Shema. That is the Rambam in Hilchas Milah, Aban Androgynous, Machlokas Rambam Ravid, and others. And how does the Rambam justify Yontav Shani as an exception to the rule? The question is, what's the rule that's based on? That people wouldn't take it seriously, people will be mezalzel, chachamim felt, this is a takana kavua for the tzibur, it's not just one person forgetting something, this is a general Yontav Shani, is major, it's menachav asinibi adenu, it's exceptions to the rule. It also relates, again, because you asked it, I'll mention it, the general question of, do you make brach? That's suffix, but it's also minhag. It's important for both sugyas. There's a big shout, does one make a brach on a minhag? We mentioned this before. Bali Tosfos and Meseches Tainis and Meseches Sukkah and Meseches Brachas, they all say yes. You make a bracha on a minhag. And that's why if you go into an Ashkenazic shul last week on Rosh Chodesh, you heard a bracha on Hallel. Saying Hallel with a bracha saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag. But the Bali Tosfos say that you say a bracha on that. And the Rambam says you don't say a bracha on that. What is the Talmudic evidence? So there's two extremes, and the question is, what is everything else? Everybody agrees, the Gemara says in Sukkah, that banging Hoshana is on Hoshana Rabbah, Chibra Rabbah, there is no bracha. That is for sure no bracha. Everybody agrees that on Yontav Sheni, you do make a bracha. Those are two Gemaras, you can't argue with that. The Machlokas is, what about everything else? What about everything in the middle? So that's the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam would say no, and the Bali Tosfos would say yes, and that's the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rambam. And there are also, one can be machalik, there are different types of minhagim, one can be machalik in, but not for now. Good, we continue now back to Inyanei Mila, says the Mishnah. Misha Hayulo, Shnei Tinokos, two babies, a Moal has two babies to be Mal. Echad Lamul, Achar HaShabbos, Ve'echad Lamul B'Shabbos. A Sunday baby and a Shabbos baby. And what happens? They got mixed up. V'shachach umal es shel achar HaShabbos b'Shabbos. And the Sunday baby got mauled on Shabbos. And then they realize afterwards, they did the bismil on Shabbos, and the mole comes and says, do I have to bring a carbon chatas? Because I just did a mila shelo bismana on Shabbos. I did it a day early. So chayav, the halacha is, yes, you have to bring a carbon. He's chayav a carbon chatas. We'll get to exactly why. Let's just read the Mishnah first. The mo'el, whoever did the chabura. Yeah, not the father. Not the father. Even if the father gets credit, if he makes a shliach, which Beis Hashem will talk about a little later, but still, the chavala was not done by the father, and therefore the moel. Ain't shliach l'dvar avera, relating to that sugya. Echa lamo be'erev Shabbos ve'echa lamo b'Shabbos. What if you have a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby? V'shachach umola shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. And somehow there was a mix-up, and you mild the erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, so it's day nine. So then, Rebbe Eliezer Machayev Chatas, Rebbe Eliezer still says, what do you mean? You didn't do the Amila Bizman on Shabbos, and therefore you Chayev Chatas. You weren't supposed to do this. Rebbe Yeshua Poter, and Rebbe Yeshua Paters. Why does Rebbe Yeshua Pater? Because this is called Ta'ah Bidvar Mitzvah. He still did a mitzvah. This baby was Chayev to get a Mila, so it was a day late. But you're going to tell me he's Chayev a carbon Chatas when he was involved in a mitzvah? He not only was involved in a mitzvah here, he was Mekayim a mitzvah. We'll get to other cases where he thought he was doing a mitzvah, and he tried to do a mitzvah, and he didn't do a mitzvah. You might even potter there. If you thought you were, you know, there was a mitzvah on the radar, at least. Here, he did a mitzvah. He took the baby on day nine and did it. And therefore, that Rabbi Yeshua Shita is that if somebody is tov b'dvar mitzvah, so then they are potter. There's no chiyuv chatas. They shouldn't have done it, obviously. should have done it, but the Chiyuv Chatos does not exist. Back to the first case for a minute. So if somebody does the Sunday baby on Shabbos, a day early, then everybody agrees Chayiv. Our version of the Mishnah, keep that in mind, our version of the Mishnah is that if you do a Sunday baby on Shabbos, you're for sure Chayiv. If you do a Friday baby on Shabbos, that's the Machlokas. Good. Why are you chayiv if you did a Sunday baby on Shabbos? Says Rashi, because you made a chabura shelo litzorech. You made a wound for nothing. Made a wound for nothing. Says the Rambam, a wound for nothing, is it purely then mekalkel? Is it purely a chabura? You wounded the baby for no purpose. It's chavala. So the Rambam adds in, the Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam says, no, you were still misakein the gavra. You still helped him out because you gave him a bris. We're going to talk about if you do a bris meal on day 7, what's the halacha? We'll have to see the Beis Shem in the Shulchan Aruch soon. But the Rambam says, beferish, lefishu chovel, ve'eno mekalkel sheyehe patur. If it was totally mekalkel, right, unless you hold like the exception to the rule we had earlier, Daf Kuvav, about Makalka B'chabur is Chayiv on Shabbos. But if you don't say that, if you don't say it's an exception to the rule, the Rambam here says, it's not a Makalka that you're Pater. V'chinamru l'gave mila misakein hu. The Rambam says there is a tikkun here because you are doing something for the Gavra. Kivegar Mishnayis discusses that. What are you being doing for the Gavra? Do you have to do anything after? If you do the Bris Mila too early, we'll see the Ramah, but that's in a couple of minutes, but that is an important Rashi and Rambam right on our Mishnah. You have to figure out a way to say that you didn't do a mitzvah, but it wasn't a total kilkel, because you are going to be chayef. But Rabbi Shua does not say this is Talmud Var Mitzvah. So you have to figure out how to formulate it. Good, says the Gemara. Rav Huna Masni Chayev, Rav Yehuda Masni Patur. We're going to have different versions. Rav Huna Masni Chayev. Rav Huna has the version like our Mishnah has. Chayev. We're going to have three versions of the Machlokas, of where the Machlokas is. This is number one. Number one is like our Mishnah says, and that's the first version that the Gemara quotes. Rav Huna Masni Chayev. Titanya the Brisa says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, lo nechleku Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Yeshua, al misha hayilo beis tinokos. If you have two children in front of you, echa lamol b'Shabbos v'echa lamol achar ha-Shabbos. One Shabbos baby, one Sunday baby, v'shachachu mal eshal achar ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, shehu chayiv. Everybody agrees you're chayiv there. That's like the ratio of our Mishnah. Al-ma-nech-leku, the machlokas is, al-mi-shah-yilo-beis-tinokos, echa-lamo-be-erev-shabbos, ve-echa-lamo-be-shabbos. One Friday baby and one Shabbos baby. V'shachach-umal-es-shel-erev-shabbos-be-shabbos. You got it mixed up. Let's say you did the Shabbos baby on Friday, so that's not a chil Shabbos issue, that's just a meal issue, but you did the Friday baby on Shabbos. So what's the halacha there? Shall Rabbi Eliezer Machayev Chatas? Because you still did something wrong. Rabbi Yeshua lo poter. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Ta'a bidvar mitzvah. Again, it is a mistake. You aren't supposed to do it this way. But Lamaisa, you did the mitzvah. Lamaisa, you were supposed to do it eventually. So therefore, he pathers you not Chayev Chatas. Vishneim lo lamdua elam yavodas kochavim. And they both learn out this, their halacha about Tavit Var Mitzvah, or not, they learn it out from Avodah Zarah. As we know, the Karban Chata source is next to the halacha of Avodah Zarah. I think it's in Parsha Shlach. And you learn it out, paying parallel to Avodah Zarah. Where Rashi quotes, Shehukshu, right across from where we are, Shehukshu kol chato shebatora lechatas Avodah Zarah. All chatos are compared to the chatos of Avodah Zarah, dichsiv, Torah achas yelachem, beparsha shlach lecha, anashim kabikarn Avodah Zarah. Rashi notes that, you know, we might be confused. Chatos, isn't that at the beginning of Ayikra? So Rashi says, yeah, no, it's also in Parsha Shlach, if you don't remember. Says, so they both learned that from Avodah Zarah. The parallel. Rabbi Eliezer, Savar, Ka Avodas Kochavim. Ma Avodas Kochavim, Omar Rachman Alo Sevid. The Torah tells you not to do V'chi Avin Mechayiv. And when you did Avodah Zarah, B'shogeg, your Chayiv Achatas, Hachanami Loshna. Rabbi Yeshua, no. Hasam Delav Mitzvah. Hacha Mitzvah. By a regular case of Avodah Zarah, you're not involved in a mitzvah at all, and here you are. So you cannot compare the cases. That is all version one of the Machlokas. Version two. Rav Yehuda Masni Pater. Rav Yehuda says no. It's not that everybody agrees in one case that you're Chayiv, and the other case is the Machlokas. There's one case that everybody agrees Pater, and the Machlokas is about the first case. D'tanya, the Braisa says, Amar Rabbi Meir, Lo nechleku, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Al mishahayu lo beisinokos, Echalamo be'erev Shabbos, Ve'echalamo b'Shabbos, V'shochach etzmal shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, Yupatur. Everybody agrees to the basic din of Tabit Bar Mitzvah. In the case we have a Friday baby, and you mal the baby on Shabbos, everybody agrees that you did a mitzvah, a maisa. How can you be chayav a Charban Chatos there? You mal the baby. Wonderful. Mazel tov. Right? How can you be chayav? Al ma nechleku, the machlokes is in the Reisha case. Al mishahay, where what? Where, al mishahay lo besi nokos echalamu achar Shabbos echalamu b'Shabbos. You have a Sunday baby and a Shabbos baby. V'shochach l'mala shel achar ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos. And you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos. So you did a baby on day 7. Did a baby on day 7. That's what we say, but in the first version, everybody agrees that you're chayiv. This version is like, no, that's the case of machlokas. Sure, Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatas. Rabbi Eliezer is mechayiv chatas. Why? Because you did something wrong. That's his shita. Even though if you fulfilled a mitzvah, I'd say patur. But here, you didn't do a mitzvah. You did day 7. No matter what you say, as we're going to see soon, machlokas, whether you have to do anything after once day 8 comes, but on day 7 you didn't do the mitzvah. Maybe you created a result, but you didn't do the mitzvah, and therefore, Rebbe Lezer is saying, you don't say Tabit Bar Mitzvah there. So that's why you're going to be chayiv. For Rebbe Yeshua Poter, Rebbe Yeshua says, no, even here, you thought you were doing a mitzvah, you were trying to do a mitzvah, you did something, and therefore that's enough for Reb Yeshua as well. What's his lashon? Let's see. V'shneim lo lamdu ha'elam avodas kochavim. And again, they both learned it from Avodah Zarah. Reb Eliezer savar kavodas kochavim. Ma avodas kochavim. Am rachmana lo sevid. V'chi avid mechayiv. Just like by Avodah Zarah, the Torah says don't do it. And if they did it, you're chayiv. Hachanai miloshna. So here too. For Reb Yeshua, hasam. Reb Yeshua says no. Hasam lo tarid mitzvah. Hacha tarid mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah. I see the lashon is switched. It's not that the language earlier was mitzvah versus lav mitzvah. Here it's tarid, right? You didn't actually fulfill a mitzvah, but you were tarid in a mitzvah. You did something related to the mitzvah, and that is good enough. Rashi says, tarid lehisasek b'mitzvah gemura. You had a tirda shaharei ekerman bismano hayom. One of them, I was supposed to do one of them, I just did the wrong one. V'tarid libo l'maher v'lasos. And he tried quickly to do it. Umitok tirgotam. And he did it quickly and he switched the babies. So that is why, says Rabbi Yeshua, that's good enough. The threshold is lower, according to this version. All you need is a tirda the mitzvah. You don't need a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Right, that's the machlokas, the root machlokas between the first version and the second version within Rabbi Yeshua. Now we have a third version. Tani Rabbi Chia, Omer Hayy Rabbi Meir, Lo Nech, and this goes, as we'll see, in the opposite, at least the first two went in the same direction. This third opinion is going to go in the opposite direction. Lo Nech Lugu Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Al Mishahayy Lo Beis Tinokos, Echalamu Be'erev Shabbos, Echalamu B'Shabbos. You have a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby. V'shachachum Ola Shal Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. And you did the Friday baby on Shabbos. Shehu Chayiv. Everybody agrees there, even though you did a mitzvah. Lamaisa seems to be, right? You did a Friday baby on Shabbos, you did it on day 9, still you're going to be chayiv there. Even Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree chayiv there. Amanechleku, the machlokas is a Sunday baby. Amishayu below base tinokos, echalamul, achara Shabbos, vechalamul b'Shabbos. You have a Sunday baby and a Shabbos baby. V'shachach umal es shel achar ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos. You mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos. So there in that case, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says chayev across the board. He's consistent. You're always chayev across the board. I don't hold of the whole concept of Tabit Bar Mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua poter, Rabbi Yeshua says poter in that case, in the case where you did a Sunday baby on Shabbos. So now the Gemara asks the obvious question. That's going in the opposite direction. Hashta, Rabbi Yeshua. Seifa, the lokav in mitzvah, poter, in the Seifa where you did a Sunday baby on Shabbos, you did a bila too early, there your pater, that's already considered tabit var mitzvah, because tirda is enough. Reisha, the kaav in mitzvah, mechayiv. So in the Reisha where you did a Friday baby, so there you actually did a mitzvah, it's not even just tirda. So you did a mitzvah, so you're going to tell me chayiv in that case? So why does the direction of Rabbi Yeshua work? So the Gemara answers, you can't just look at the baby that was done. You have to look at the situation before he does anything. So, Amri de Rabbi Yannai, Reisha, in the case where he does the Friday baby. Right? You have two babies, one Friday and one Shabbos. What happened? You got it mixed up. So you did the Shabbos baby on Friday. And you did the Friday baby on Shabbos. Kigosha Kadam Umosho Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. So you mild the Shabbos baby on Friday. So the right, the Umosho Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos. And then the Lonitna Shabbos Lidachos. So then when Shabbos starts, there's no baby here that should be getting his Mila today. Right? Because the baby that was supposed to get his Mila, you did too early yesterday. So what's left? There's just an Erev Shabbos baby right now in front of you. That's the only baby that's in front of you. So this situation should not be Docha Shabbos because all you have is a Friday baby. And that's why everybody agrees, according to this version, you're going to be Chayiv in that case. What's the case of Patur? Where in front of you, you have a mitzvah to do, you got mixed up. Where you have a Sunday and a Shabbos baby in front of you. By mistake, you did the Sunday baby. But you were in a mitzvah situation. And you messed up. You got confused. But still, lo nitna or nitna Shabbos lidachos lefanecha. Seifa, in the case of the Sunday and Shabbos baby, nitna Shabbos lidachos. At least you're in the parsha that you should do a milah today. Right? In the reisha, you shouldn't do any more milahs because you did the Shabbos baby on Friday. So there's nothing else to do. But here, you have the Sunday baby in front of you. You got mixed up? Okay, you got mixed up, but you're not going to be chayav a carbon for that. So Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, 1 minute. So lo nitn, reisha nami. What, the reisha, there's no babies in front of you? Nitn Shabbos lidachos, l'gabi tinokos da'alma. There's some baby in the world that's supposed to get a mila today. So what do you mean, lo nitn Shabbos lidachos? No, it says the Gemara, come on. L'hai gavra mielo isyahiv. You look at it in this specifically regarding this baby, this situation. And therefore, that's why the direction could be the going the opposite way. Okay,
so you had a baby that had an early mila, and now it's the eighth day, and you just want to do
by a mila, a baby who has the mila, so we're going to talk about that. Is there a raya from here that after you do a mila on day 7, that there's nothing that you need left to do? Right, you're asking that question.
Basically.
Right, so we're going to talk about that when we do
the... I haven't done anything yet from a mitzvah perspective.
Right, right. So, says the... You're being mechavin to the Rush. The Rush here quotes the... Rabbi Shimshon, one of the Rishonim. The Rosh says, you know what you see from this Gemara? The fact that a Shabbos baby that you did on Friday, you do a meal on day 7 instead of day 8, and what does the Gemara call that? Lo nitzna Shabbos lidachos. You know what that says? Says the Rosh in the name of Rabbeinu Shimshon, it must be that if you do a bris mila too early, you have no chiyuv to do anything anymore. You aren't supposed to do it. But what's done is done. Because the Gemara says here that there's nothing left to do. That's what Rabbi Shimshon says. That is the Raya. The Ritva also quotes this as a Raya in the name of some Rishonim. Because the Gemara says, Lo nitzna Shabbos lidachos, it must mean there is nothing left to do. Mikan midakte grabenu, says the Ritva. Tehecha shakadam hamila. Delo boy atavas dambris. Mitakamar hacha. Dehalo nitzna Shabbos lidachos. Vibay lahatif hanitzna Shabbos lidachos. If you still have something else to do, you would call that nitzna Shabbos lidachos. That's the Raya of a day in the Rosh and a day in the Ritva. But they both the Rosh and the Ritva say, I beg to differ. You still have, it could very well be that you still have a chiyuv to do atavas dambris. But who says that's docha Shabbos? It still be lo nitna Shabbos lidachos. But it's just that this chiddush haTorah that we had earlier of bayom afilu b'Shabbos is only by the ikur, my samila, along with the priya possibly. But by the atavas dambris, we spoke about the lamdas last week. Is that really a type of mila or not? But either way, if that's the real mila, so it could be that you have to do it, it's just not docha Shabbos. And then that is what the Va'obi Shabbat Abris, lo dochin Shabbos, elavada mikane no raya. The Ritva and the Rosh both say it's not a raya, but exactly your point, that is a machlokas right here. What do we paskin? So the Rama says in Reish Samach Beis. The Rama says in Reish Samach Beis, Sif Aleph. The Rama is machalik. I'll read the other half now because it's here. The Rama says, what if you did a bris mila at night? You did it on day 10 at night. Not too early, just at night. The Rama paskins, achilik. If you did it at night, you have to be meitiv dam bris afterwards. If you did it too early, you do not have to. Like the diyuk based on this Gemara. Avar umal balayla tsarech lachzor ulahatim eno dam bris. Malu toches ubayom Yatsa. Rush! Paragamoza de Mila. Right here. That's the Diyaka. That's the, where does that come from? Lunina Shabbos Lidachos. It comes from right here. That is what the Ramah says. The Ramah says, if you look in the Shach here, the Shach discusses this Chilek, as the other Rishonim do. Maybe we wouldn't rely on it if it's done too early. We would do Atavas Dambris. It comes up sometimes. I know of a case where Amila was done by accident a day early. It was in the baby was still in the hospital, and Amila was done. Right, so then what do you do? Besides the fact that Kavod Abrius to do something so the family's unembarrassed, but you don't do Chavalah just for Kavod Abrius. So you gotta work out exactly, but that's the Ramah. And the Taz also. The Taz says, Tamuah HaGazos Batarti. Chad the Mashmah the Chiyavu. It's Mashmah that there's a Chiyav when you did the Brismila at night. V'yimkin, afilu b'shabas yachshav v'yatev. V'zeh eino. T'lo matzino shesover sheyachshav v'yatev. Ela goz amonios v'shar poskim lo sfir l'yachiv. V'yimkin pashuv. That it's only a chumra u'b'shabas lo yasakein. And also, toches. So b'yom yatsav Mashmah saying, Zorach adem and dabris, maishna mireisha. What's the difference? Devade lo adiv toches mi balayla. The Rama obviously holds it is. But the Taz's lashon is, you can't say that day 6 by day is better than day 10 at night, can you? Yeah. Night is so mufka, so that's the Taz's svara. The Ramah would say, no, I think night is totally mufka.
You have Gemara just a little bit earlier that said you can have it on the first day in certain circumstances.
Right, the first day in certain circumstances, without any Tumas Leita. Either way, this is the discussion in the postkin between the Ramah and the Nosei Kalim, but it's all based on this Gemara. There is a fascinating, once we're talking about two babies, one Mizmana, one Shlo Mizmana, so mention one other, there is a discussion in the Achronim. What if you have two babies? You have two babies to give Mila to. And you know, there's no mix-up. You know exactly what the babies are. One is a Mila Mizmana, one is a Mila Shlo Mizmana. Which baby do you do first? Is day 8 for one baby, and day 12 for another baby? Which one do you do first? So the minagol is to do the older one first. Let's say they were twins. One was born at Bein Hashmashos, and one was born, let's say, Tuesday night. One was born Tuesday night Bein Hashmashos. You're not sure if it was Tuesday or Wednesday. And the other one was born on Wednesday. So you do both bris milas the following Wednesday. What do you do first? The second one, vada is today. It's a mila bismana. The other one is a suffix. Maybe it's really a day late. So what do you do first? Mila Bezmana, Mila Shalom Bezmana. So you might say, well, you do the Mila Bezmana first, because you use the Mila Mitzvah, so that's for sure. Right? Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Or do you say, the Achronim discussed this, or do you say, no, a Mila Bezmana, the whole day is mana. So whenever you do it today, you fulfill Mila Bezmana. Okay, you're lacking Zerizos? Okay. But still, Mila Bezmana. The Mila Shalom Bezmana, every second, is Chayav Kares. Remember, we have the Machlokas, Ramam Ravid. Want the Shalom Bezmana, do it as quickly as possible. It is a fascinating discussion, back and forth, when you have a Mila Bezmana, Mila Shlo Bezmana, which one do first? If you want to look, the Rav Asher Weiss has a discussion of this in Simen Yutes in Brachos. Discusses this, the Bris Avram and the Yad Elio. They're quoted in the Pisachei Tshuva there in Reis Samachei, in Yaradeya, this discussion. Mila Bezmana, does reason become part and parcel of the mitzvah? It's a lot of lumdis there, but that's Mila Bezmana and Mila Shelo Bezmana. Relating to Zrizus, once we're here, we'll talk about it. Again, a big discussion. The Rav Zilberstein here talks about it in the Chashukei Chemed. Zrizus versus Barovam Hadras Melech. Another discussion. What happens if I can have a Bris Mila after Mincha, and I'll have a big crowd? Do it after Mincha, it'll be a big crowd, but if I do it in the morning, only very few people will come. So is it better to push it off later, the same day, not the next day, the same day for Barovam Hadras Melech, more people, or Zrizus Makdimah LeMitzvahs? The same shaila comes up by Pidyon HaBen. By Pidyon HaBen, can you do a Pidyon HaBen at night? Can you do it later? Because that's for sure. There's an element of Persume Nisa by Pidyon HaBen related to Makas Bechoros. Bris Mila has nothing to do with Persume Nisa. Bris Mila is just a mitzvah. But you brew Avam Hadras Melech. So the poskim generally assume Zrizim wins by Bris Mila. Zrizus wins, do it as early as possible. Do it as early as possible. The source for Zrizus is Bris Mila. The source. So says the Chashuki Chemed right here. He quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, who again is known for being Masik, the Minhagim of Klal Yisrael. He quotes that it's a Diyak in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Megillah that says, all these mitzvahs are kosher kol hayom. Mila is not on that list. Why isn't Mila on the list? Because you got to do that in the morning, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Mila shu chosam bris kodesh ubazeh nichnas l'kedusha yish kpeita gedola shol achreim v'yesh lanu litzaveach al minag zmanenu. 100 years ago in Navardik. Let me scream about the minhag that some people do today. Shema achrena mila kamishos bayom ebnei shtusim. Shelo ba'u kol akruim. V'chadome shtusim ka'elu. V'yesh bakomu shema achrena chatzos hayom. V'hu avon plili. Right, this is a terrible, says the Racha Shulchan. The Pesach Tshuva also quotes the Tshuva's Beis Yaakov. Look at this case. Yesh limchos bechazonim hama'arichim b'shabes v'yantiv kishyesh mila b'beis ha'knesses. When you have a meal at Shul, yadavka, because you want to give chance for the women to come later. No! Says the Beis Yaakov, no! You got to do it as early as possible. Alacha chatzos, a mevatlim mitzvah, zrizus. You got to be very careful. He even quotes a story here, amazing. Quotes a story that there was the tzaddik Reb Zerach Braverman. Not sure who that was. He was Mechabed Rav Demar Aldiskin. Right, Yushalayim. Rav Mar Aldiskin was Mechabed into Bisan Dekos. And it was Miyad right after the Davin Vasikin, and they were ready to do the bris, and they were waiting, and the Mar Aldiskin was still davening. And the Rav Zerach Braverman said, okay, forget it, he's still davening, we're doing the meal right now. And they did the mila without getting the Maral Diskin to be the Sandik. And after the Maral Diskin finished davening, Visham, I guess he wasn't there, maybe he was different. He heard they didn't wait for him. He goes over and says, Maal Tashkayach is fine. Zrizus, wonderful. He knew that was the halacha. He knew Zrizus wins. Right now with this, we wait for the Rebbes and wait for the Rebbe. Do it. No! Zrizus. Okay, I don't know if you want to get the public policy. I'm just quoting this, especially, you know, don't mess around with relatives and grandparents. That for sure one would it. Doesn't say here a grandfather. It just says the Gadol Hadar. So the Gadol Hadar might know the halacha. I wouldn't try it with a grandfather.
I once went to a bris. It was a fast day, and they made it at the end of the day.
Okay, a fast day might be different because of the Suda. I'm not saying it is, but the Suda is definitely later, so to have people come in the morning. But the Suda, as we mentioned back on Daf Kuf Lamed, we spoke about the Suda being an Iker part of the, might be a Din Daraisa. Either way, okay, that is the, that's a discussion of Santa Kaos. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. It's possible for a child to get bris mila on day 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12, l'chadchila. And this is when you would have to do it. Obviously, any day is possible if the child's sick. But halacha would tell you to do it on day 8 through 12. Haketzad, kidar kol l'shmona. Normally, a baby born is 8 days, right? Whatever, it's born on a Wednesday afternoon, so the bris is the following Wednesday. The day of birth is day 1. Nola the banash. That always comes up in halacha. When the event occurs, that's always day 1. Mixasim kakulo. If somebody dies, that is day, or avelus, let's say kvura. Not death, kvura. So that is day 1 of avelus. Right, a woman is pierced nida, that is day 1 of nidus. Even if it's like 10 minutes before shkia. That's what the event is always day 1. So here too, the baby is born, that's day 1. Nola labanash mashus, he's born during twilight, you're not sure which day. Nima lates, then you always do it on the following days, which might be the 9th. Ben Hashmasha Shal Erev Shabbos. Baby's born Friday going into Shabbos, so you can't do it on Shabbos. So Nima La'asara. So you do it on Sunday, which is for sure wrong, but that's when you have to do it. Yontif La'achar Shabbos, Nima La'achadasar. If Yontif is on Sunday, the baby's born Friday night, you do the bris on Monday, which is day 11, possibly. Beis Yomim Tavim Shal Rosh Hashanah, Nima L'shneimasar. Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, Monday. The baby's born Friday night. You do the bris mila on Tuesday. And this is the Raya, the Ritva, right here, quotes, this seems to be a Raya to the Rambam. The Rambam says you are allowed to do bris mila on Yantav Sheni, because Dafka, it says 2 days Rosh Hashanah here. Doesn't say, what about regular Yantav Sheni? So the Ritva says, this is a Raya to the Rambam. The Rambam says, you know, against the Rosh, that you do bris mila on, you know, you're allowed to do bris mila on Yantav Sheni. And then the Ritva says, I don't think, though, it's such a Raya. Why? Mishnayos were in Eretz Yisrael. There was no Yantav Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. That's why he said 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's why. In Chutz La'aretz Yen, Achinami. So there's no real hardcore Raya. You read the Gemara Mishnah without thinking too hard. It's a Raya. But the Ritva says it's Eretz Yisrael. So that's why there is no Raya. Katan Achola in Molin also Hacha Yavri. A child who gets sick, then you have to wait till he gets better. Amar Shmuel. Chatzasa Chama Nozuloko Zayin Lavroso. If a child is sick and he has fever and his whole body is sick, the Ron's Lashonir is Chola Kalgufo, then you give him 7 days Lavroso to get better before you do Bris Mila. Meaning, if a child is just a little, right, the Billy Rubin, they just generally, whenever he says, the mall says good, then you do the Mila. But if somebody is in the state of Chola Kalgufo, and whatever, without going into the details, the doctors figure out in the mall in what's considered Kalgufo, then you gotta count from then. So when do you count from? Do you need 24-hour periods from the moment that the doctor says he's allowed to get a bris? Or do you, let's say it's 3 minutes before Shkia, do you say that's day one, and then day eight in the morning you can already do it? Less than 7 24-hour periods. So Tashma, the Tani Luda, Yom Avraso Kiyom Yivaldo, the day of healing is like the day of birth. My love, my Yom Yivaldo, lo bi demeis leis, just like the day he's born, you don't need meis leis. Whenever he's born, that's day one. Av Yom Avraso Yom lo bi demeis leis. So do you say that? The Gemara says lo. It could be Adif Yom Avraso Yom Yivaldo. No, di liyomi valdo lo bina meis leis, di liyom avraso bi'inan meis leis. And that's what we're machmer for lamaisa. We're machmer for waiting 7 24-hour periods from the day that the moel give, the doctor of the moel give the okay. With that, we don't, even if the moel, if they give the okay right before Shkia, you don't say that, that on Tuesday, right before Shkia, you don't say the following Tuesday, which is day 8, oh, you can do the brisbane in the morning. No, you gotta wait till 24-hour periods, 7 24-hour periods from the moment that the Moal says it is okay. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Reish Samach Beis Sif Beis. Let me just read it. Reish Samach Beis Sif Beis. Cholei Malanos Ocha Yavri. Umamtina Lomation and Srapa Michal Yoshiva Yamim Me'es La'es. V'oz Malanoso. V'medvam Amurim with his whole goof was sick. But if not, then you do the Mila right away. Good. Says the Mishnah. Eilu'e Natizan Amakunas Amila. The following are the parts of the skin, the threads that are ma'akiv the mila. Remember we had earlier in the Mishnah and in the Brisa on Kuf, Lamed, Gimel, Lamed, Beis, the discussion of Rashi, Rambam, do you go back for Tzitzit Ma'akvin? You go back for Tzitzit She'ena Ma'akvin? Is it Shabbat? Is it weekday? Hidr Mitzvah? The Brisker Rav? That was Kuf, Lamed, Gimel. So now, what are the Tzitzit Ma'akvin? Basar HaChof Es Rofa Atara. The flesh that covers the majority of the tip of the Eber HaZachar, that is the Tzitzit Ma'akvin. And if this is covered, if you still have tzitzin that are ma'akev, that hold back, and it's not considered a milah, v'ein ochel b'truma. The child, if he is a kohen, cannot be fed truma at that case. RL, because an RL is aser b'truma. V'imhaya ba'al basar, and if the child is very flabby, and there's a lot of flesh, and even after you do the milah, it doesn't really look like he got a milah, right? He's following in the eglon melech moav path. V'imhaya ba'al basar, misakno mi'pnei marasa ayin. You gotta fix it. A person has to look like he has a bris mila. It's not gonna be mene marasa ayin. Right? It can't be kakofer babrisa shalav ravina. Last line, malvalo para, es hamila kilo lo mal. As we know, three parts to a bris mila. The chaticha, the mila, the cutting. Priya, the pulling back of the skin to make sure the atara is niskala. And the mitzitza, which we spoke about a couple of days ago. That's mila and priya. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Lech Lecha, please look at it. We don't have time to read it. The Beis Halevi talks about Mila being having two elements. Hasaras Shem Arel and Hosafas Kedushas Yisrael. Those are the two elements. Those are the two brachas, which we'll talk about soon, but he says that's the Mila and the Priya. The Mila, which was given originally, Avram Avinu, right, the earlier wasn't originally the mitzvah was just the Mila. That's Hasaras Shem Arel. You're different than everybody else, but the Priya was Hosafas Kedushas Yisrael. Right? And we try, when do we make the bracha? Oh, I'm getting ahead of ourselves, but Tosfos here discusses, when do we make the brachas? So we try to make the bracha, the Mo makes the bracha of the Mila before the Mila. But the bracha of Lahachniso is a discussion whether that is a birchas hashevach connected to a mitzvah, or that's purely shevach. So we'd make the bracha of Lahachniso after the Mila, before the Priya. That's what the father makes the bracha right after, so that's why he could be Yotzei over Lasi Asan and right afterwards, doing it a little of both. But Mila and Priya are both ma'akev. Is this Maris Ayin or Chshad? According to that Rav Moshe Feinstein. Maris Ayin or Chshad? Rashi says, Shelo ye nira ka'arel. I would say it's Chshad. It's Chshad. People aren't going to think that you don't have to do bris mila. Right? People are going to think that you're allowed to do mila and not have a look like a mila. I don't know. Vaiter. Amar Ebi Avina, Amar Ebi Yermia Bar Abba, Amar Rav. Basra Chofa is Rov Gofo Shel Ha'atara. Rav says what it means is not that going across the problem is when it's mostly covered, but even in one spot, if it's covering the tip, that also is ma'akev. V'maya ba'basar v'chulu, Amar Shmuel. Katan ha'mesur v'ba'basar, a katan who again is very fleshy. Ro'onoso, well you figure out, calls manche miskashe v'nira mahul, if he's miskashe, if when the baby would have an erection, miskashe v'nira mahul, and then you'd be able to see it. Eino tzarech lamul, then he doesn't have to get another bris. V'imlav tzarech lamul. But if not, then it's a problem. It's not kasher to mila. B'masnisa tana, the Braisa has a little different formulation. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, katan meserva babasa roenoso. You evaluate. Kol zman shemiskasha ve'eino nireh mahul. If he would be miskasha and still it wouldn't be able to be seen, tzarech lamulo. V'imav eino tzarech lamulo. So a little different version. The first case said, when he's miskasha and if he's nireh mahul, then it's okay. Here it's, if he's miskasha and he's not near a mole, then it's not okay. So my binai, we can binai o near a no near. What if it's a little bit, it's not totally clear, then you have a problem. That's the machlokas between the versions. Again, that's why you have to have a real expert moel who knows what he's doing, who does exactly what is supposed to be done, but not any more than what needs to be done. Good. Mavolo para, tana rabbanan. Here we go. Brachas of Bris Mila. Hamol Omer Ashek Lashanim of Zivano Alamila. The Moal makes a bracha of Alamila. Avi Haben Omer Ashek Lashanim of Zivano Lachniso. Bibriso Shalom Ravinu. The Avi Haben says the bracha of Lachniso. Good. One Dafka Avram Avinu. Lachniso Bibriso Shalom Ravinu. I saw one of the Achronim say that we say every morning, Vacharasimo Abris. What does Chazal say on that line? V'charos imo habris? What is imo? With him. So Chazal say that Avram Avinu was very nervous. He was an old man. He was getting bris mila. So he said, HaKadosh Baruch, I need help. I can't do this myself. Hashem was held the knife with Avraham and helped him. That's v'charos imo habris. That's imo. So maybe that's what we say. Lachniso b'bris Avram Avinu. Help me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Help the moel to be machnizim in the bris of Avraham Avinu, meaning help him! Help the Moel! It's like a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem should be there. We don't just want Eliyahu HaNavi. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want him to come. Lachniso bevriso shel Avraham Avinu. Good. Ha'omdim sham omrim kishem shenechnas lebris ken yikanis letorah ulechupa ulemasen tovim. Just like he went into bris, he should go into Torah Masa Tovim, right? These are the stages of a life cycle. V'hamivarech omer, and the mivarech, another person who was appointed, who's given the honor, says, the other bracha of, Ashakida Shidid mi beten, he who sanctified the Yadid mi beten, from when he was young, who is the Yadid? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says the Yadid is Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the first baby to get meal on day 8. Rashi says, Tosfos says the Yadid is Avram Avinu. He was the machlokas. Rashi tells us who's the yadid. Ashakida she did me beten chok b'she'erosam. Right, Hashem put his chok, put his law in the she'er, in the flesh. Sam, he placed it. V'tzetzav chasam ba'os bris kodesh, and his tzetzav, meaning either Avram or Yitzchak's, he was chosem with an os bris kodesh. Al kain b'schar zost, because of this schar kel chayich al kainu tzavid lahatzu yadidus she'erida mishachas. Please help your children. L'man bris v'shasam b'fsarena brachad Hashem. Koreis habris, right? So that's the big discussion of you have lachniso, you have alamila, and you have ashakida shidimi beten. Which bracha is glaringly absent? Shechianu. Shechianu is not here, and that's why the Rashba writes in a tshuva, and the Meiri and many Mishnayim say there's no shechianu by habris because it's not here in the Gemara. Tsara Dianuka, other reasons, no shechianu by habris. The Rama holds as a Maram, the shechianu by habris. And that's the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. Minhag Chutz La'aretz is not the Sheh Shechianu. The minhag of the Eretz Yisrael is the Sheh Shechianu by Bris. My first four boys, no Shechianu. Baruch Hashem. My youngest, I was zocheh to say a Shechianu. A whole different ceremony. But you say Shechianu. Like the Sheet of the Rambam. That's the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the Mefarshim explained. Sarah Dianuka, that's only a reason why you don't say Shasimcha Bimono, the Gemara says in Maseches Ksubis. Shechianu is Bami's man is man, a mitzvah that comes every once in a while. Yeah, Bali Tosfos say you don't say shachianu by a bris. It's a little too common. Pidyon HaBen, I'll give you a shachianu, but not a bris mila. Either it's machlokas, and the minhag ha'olam is in Chutz La'aretz not to say it. Except if it's Sfaradim, sometimes say it in Chutz La'aretz also. Ashkenazim and Chutz La'aretz do not, and in Eretz Yisrael everyone says a shachianu. Get a lot more here. What type of bracha is the bracha of Lachniso? But let's continue a little bit. Hamolas Agerim Omer Bracha Hashem Elokim Mechalam Hashem Zvanu Alamila. VaHamivarech Omer. And again, the Mivarech Omer Hashem Zvanu Lamolas Agerim Ulhati Mehem Dambris. Special bracha Shel Mali Dambris Lo Niskayim Ushayim VaAretz. The world would not continue to exist without it. Shneamar Im Lo Brisi Yomam VaLaila Chukas Shayim VaAretz Lo Samti Bracha Hashem Koreis Abris. That whole thing is the bracha. Wow. Hamolas avadim. Omer, if somebody's mal and eved kenani, Omer, shekel shalom v'zvanu ala mila, v'mavarech Omer, shekel shalom v'zvanu ala molas avadim, hazim min adam dambris, shomal adam bris, chuka shmein v'aretz lo niskaimu, shenemar im lo brisi yomam v'alayla, chuka shmein v'aretz lo samti, bracha d'Hashem, koreis abris. There's always a bracha on the maisa mila, and a bracha on the chalosa mila, whatever it might be. Let's just read the Mishnah. Hadol ha-bezu the mila, let's just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, next parak, 20th parak. In Masechah Shabbos, as we're heading toward the last couple of prakim, 20th parak, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tolin as Hamishmeres Biyantif, V'Nostin Latzliya B'Shabbos. I'm allowed to put a sieve or some type of colander on the top of a bowl on Yantif, even though it's like making a little ohel there on Shabbos. I can't put that on, but once it's hanging there, I'm allowed to put stuff in it. We'll talk about why that's not borer. V'Chachamim Omrim Ain Tolin as Hamishmeres Biyantif. V'Chachamim go one step L'Chumra. No, you're not allowed to put it in on Yantif. But ve'nosin l'tzliyah b'Shabbos, and even if it's there on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put anything in it. Avonosin l'tzliyah b'yantif, you're allowed to put in if it's already there on Yantif. So he's one step l'chumra, the chumra, one step l'chumra more than Rabbi Eliezer, as we'll talk about Be'ez Hashem this far as tomorrow. That this is why this parak is called Tolin. Both these parakim started for Rabbi Eliezer Omer, so you can't just call them parak Rabbi Eliezer. That's called Rabbi Eliezer Demila, and this parak is called Parak Tolan. We also had Ha'orig, which is Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that's called Ha'orig. Right? There's a couple of parakim here where Rabbi Eliezer is on the scene in Masechah Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.